Season 1, Episode 2. There has been a lot of scars, bruises, hurt, death, and drugs in my life. And I could be open and honest. I have 6 kids, and my firstborn I didn't want, didn't love, and didn't raise. But my cousin and best friend Dexter played the role of prophet parents. My secondborn Marcel was playing. I had a bond but couldn't love like I wanted. My third, Elijah, my brother and his girlfriend raised him. My fourth, Soraya, I took care of, but she got taken from me by CPS because child care called because they seen a bruise on Prophet from a whooping I gave him. And the day CPS took my kids was the day my whole life changed. I was in a relationship with little Marcel dad, and I was head over heels for him. I was a black woman, but act like a white girl. He really had me fooled and had me looking like a dummy. He had kids on me. He burnt me with 2 STDs while I was pregnant, and I still was with him. I allowed him to belittle me and treat me like shit until I had enough. And I loved Marcel, but I couldn't do it anymore. He had 2 females pregnant at the same time, and it crushed me. And not only that, he was having a daughter, and my son no longer mattered to him or his sisters. So it built up a lot of hatred. And when he got out of jail and asked about my son, I told him that he is dead to us, and my son will never see him. That morning, I had 50 missed calls and text messages saying that they were sorry for my loss. And I still was confused and got on Facebook, and it was Marcel and Dexter. And my body shut down. My mind was gone, and I started going down the drain. Nothing didn't matter to me. My kids, my life, nothing. And the saddest part of it all, I felt like it was a dream. I started doing coke, and eventually I didn't care about responsibilities. I only cared about the high and the next high. Then I ended up getting pregnant again with my 5th child, Prince Amir. And I didn't know who his father was. It was between my ex-boyfriend and my best friend, and I got DNA on my ex, and he was not the father, and my best friend was the father of Little Vale. And you know what? I love this man. Caring person I ever met. He taught me the game. He schooled me and gave me up. He taught me my wrongs. He taught me stop feeling sorry for myself and get off the drugs and be honest with myself and that my kids didn't ask to be here and stop making excuses for myself. He never beat around the bush with me and told me stop settling for everything and stand up for myself. Then as I was getting out of my dark phase, I met my ex-girlfriend, and I was with her for 1.5 years, and I put my all into it, and boom, she broke my heart. I was back at square one. I stayed in my room for months, and the drug dealers knew to come upstairs to my room. They knew the code, everything. I never came out of my room, not even to eat. Only time I came downstairs was to use the bathroom. And once again, my cousin took care of Amir. So I stayed down for about 6 months, and I met my cousin boyfriend, brother. And we will get to that Wednesday, December 28th at 9:30 p.m. Again, this is Ashley Townsell, a.k.a. Amber Mendez. I will take any feedbacks or anything. I hope you guys like my season and my ad. Like I said, it's just nothing about my, it's just everything about myself. Letting it all out. I mean, who can tell my story but me? So it's a new me. I'm not dealing with the negativity. I'm doing positive energy. If it's negative, if it's messy, I'm not dealing with it. Family included. I just don't have time for it. And I don't have time for people and a wishy-washy and drugs. Drugs is going to be here 10 years from now, 11 years from now. I'm not about to be stuck in the same place looking dumb as hell. So I hit a rock bottom place, moved to Mississippi. And that's when I just knew who was really down for me. The people that I thought was down for me really wasn't riding for me. And that's how I feel, and that's how I'm going to continue to feel. I came a long, long, long way place. And no, I'm not this perfect person. And I'm never going to be perfect. Yeah, I have mistakes. Yeah, I have flaws. But I'd be damned if I keep sitting down doing drugs and letting my kids look up to me and then not be a role model. I'd rather be a role model to my kids than an unfit parent or they friends talking about me, laughing at me, and, you know, giggling about me. I'm going to better myself. So I've been figuring out myself, and I don't care about the drugs. At first I did, because I didn't care about myself or love myself. But now I love myself. I love my kids. I'm working on a bond with my kids and with my mom. And me and my mom came a long, long way, which I'm very proud of, because I didn't think I would make it this far with my mom. We have our ups and downs, but I'm getting much better at it. I've been working, and then I come home. My fifth son, Amir, me and him is getting a better bond. He has an anger problem, and he's also a little person, but he reminds me of his dad. He's very strong. He don't let nothing get to him. Like, he's my motivator. Like, that is my rock right there. He always know how to put a smile on my face. He don't let nothing get to him. He might be a little person, but he's big at heart. Well, thanks for listening, and hope to hear from you guys.